Natividad is a farm worker who lives with her children and three other families in a cramped house in the city of Fresno. We use only her first name due to her immigration status. Natividad can't read or write and speaks only Mixtec, an indigenous language from southern Mexico. When Natividad feels very ill because of her diabetes and high blood pressure, she heads to the hospital community regional medical center. She carries a written note that asks for a translator.
I don't understand a lot of what the doctor says, but I take my prescription and it covers my medicines.
Natividad is one of 17,000 patients who were treated last year at the Community Regional Hospital through a Fresno County health program for the poor. By law, all California counties have to offer a minimum of health services free or at very low cost to uninsured, low-income residents who have no other option. According to the California Department of Healthcare Services, Fresno and only eight other counties also offer these programs to undocumented immigrants. In Fresno, patients have to fill out application forms every 3 months and sometimes have to travel long distances because they can only get care at one hospital. Natividad says that even so, she has been able to see diabetes specialists through this program while only paying a few dollars.
Otherwise, I would have to pay a lot of money, and if I don't have the money, I could end up in jail even.
After 30 years, Fresno County is taking steps to end its current indigent healthcare program, saying that it can't afford it anymore. Community Regional Hospital says the program costs a total of over $100 million. The county partially covers these costs by paying the hospital a fixed amount of $21 million per year, and $14 million of that amount comes from the state. David Palmaville is the Fresno County Public Health Director. Palmaville estimates that these state funds will disappear now that the Affordable Care Act is in effect, because most patients in the program now qualify for the federal health insurance Medicaid, known as Medi-Cal in California.
And so we simply don't have the resources within the department to fund the community hospital contract. We've looked at where we could cut other services, and we believe that cutting other services would be very harmful to the community. Tuberculosis control programs, communicable disease investigation programs.
Mary Cantwell from the California Department of Healthcare Services says that if Fresno County chooses to keep the indigent program open, the state will continue to cover part of the costs, but she doesn't know yet how much this amount will be. There are thousands of people in Fresno County who do not qualify for the Affordable Care Act, the majority undocumented. They're the ones who continue to depend on the county program. But the county asked a judge to dissolve an order from 1984 that requires undocumented residents to be covered. The network of community clinics Sierra Vista is fighting the county so that the undocumented patients can continue having a right to the program. Steve Schilling is Clinica Sierra Vista's CEO.
It's going to be a real tragedy for patients who need specialty consultation and hospitalization services, because if the county is able to avoid this obligation, an obligation we think is very strongly embedded in law, then we have no idea what will happen to the ability of patients to seek out secondary care.
Schilling says patients with asthma, cancer, diabetes, or other problems requiring specialized care would have to go to the emergency room and pay the full cost. Anthony Wright is the director of Health Access California, an advocacy group. He says that Fresno should reorient the existing safety net to cover the remaining uninsured instead of getting rid of the program.
What's unfortunate is that Fresno is considering going backwards in what it provides indigent care for those folks who fall through the cracks and are not eligible for the Affordable Care Act, and that's a problem as well. So if there's more that Fresno can do in the positive direction.
According to a 2010 report from Fresno Healthy Community Access Partners, the safety net doesn't even cover half of the indigent adults in the county, in part because of strict eligibility limits and burdensome documentation requirements. In addition, Fresno is the only county that is currently looking at ending its safety net. Riverside County in Southern California cared for 36,000 indigent patients last year and has no plans to cut services to undocumented patients, about 5,000 of them. In Fresno's case, a judge will hear arguments next week to decide whether the county must continue its care for undocumented patients. Natividad, the farm worker, hopes the judge says yes, for the sake of many in the immigrant community.
I feel that they don't care about us immigrants, and maybe that's why they want to close this program. But there are a lot of people that use it and need it.
Health advocates say a court decision in favor of undocumented patients would help create or expand safety nets in other parts of the state and the nation. For Edición Semanaria del Noticiero Latino, I'm Farida Yabvala Romero.